shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Look at the intro. Look at how it makes us all move. Enjoy. It's like sleep. I love it. Good evening, North State. How are you doing? I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we are with North State Now here on KCNR, your community radio and talk radio. And we are with Enjoy Magazine, and we get to do this lovely episode every, third Thursday. Yes, I have to keep it all straight now. Third Thursday, because I have a lot of other shows that I'm doing as well.
We do the first Monday morning. Carl and Linda. We are the guests. Yes. And then we do the third Thursday.
And then I work with Nigel on California Adventure District on every Wednesday evening. So, yeah. So I've got to just find where I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
The table's familiar. The faces are different. But that's all right. Anyway, so yeah, we get to spend an hour with all of our great friends and partners in the North State and all the wonderful people that live here and go over the airwaves and hopefully reach out and touch somebody and share the gloriousness that is Enjoy and all the wonderful places and people and things.
And we also have our regular with us tonight again, so.
Yeah, well,
hey,
he's
everybody.
Kind of, I forget, I mean, you know, officially he's a Viva downtowner, but by you know, one of those things, he's like the, you know, like the nephew or uncle that you have that, you know, isn't by marriage, but it just is, right?
Yeah,
cuz you're
like
kind of like an Enjoy a family member.
I'm honored. Well, hey everybody, I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown. I always love to see Rhonda and James, and you know what? If you've been listening to the last 2 months, this is the first time that they're all together.
Yeah. We might have been flying solo for the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Once him, once me.
Yeah, and mine, I think, what did I have, a wine night? Is that what was going on, or an event night?
Mm-hmm. It was a chocolate tasting night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with the new store and our new location, we have a lot more things that we're managing, and occasionally I can't get a replacement to take my space, so I had to bail on you.
Yeah, but that's probably because your scheduler didn't do a very good job.
She's a nightmare. No.
She's so fired.
I know, right? Anyway, so hopefully you had a good work week thus far. We're heading down the street to the weekend, and the weather looks like it's going to be absolutely lovely with us. I mean, barring that we desperately need rain, which I would take if we could get it, but if you can't have that, then this is what I guess I would have. It's lovely temperature, clear blue skies, no smoke.
Did you see the sunset tonight?
I did not, no. I should have. I was walking downtown. I should have looked up.
It was beautiful
was
tonight.
It?
Yeah, we're having an early spring, but that seems to always happen with us. It's an early spring, and then.
But, you know, last year at this time, we had a snowstorm, right?
Right around this time.
Yeah.
And we had one at this time because it comes up on my Facebook in 2011 in February.
I love when it snows.
Maybe we'll get a surprise snowstorm.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
Anyway, so we are looking at Wild at Heart, Pursue Your Passions. This is the February 2022 issue of Enjoy Magazine, issue number 185. And it is chock full of all kinds of great articles, people, places, and things, new technology that we have been implementing for the last couple of months. And, you know, I love that we get to come on with Linda and Carl on the first Monday when the magazine is just released. And I love that we have our North State Now section now, where we get to talk about more. But it's amazing how we go through the publication on air 2 times in 1 month, and we barely even scratch the surface of what, you know, what's truly in the magazine. And so real quickly, I mean, we used to have the calendar, and we used to talk about things that were happening, and we still do that from time to time. But tonight I'm just going to talk about real quick. I'm going to go through and just kind of break down what's in this issue. We have My Town, Positive Changes. This is something that we started a few years ago, and people love it. And we've just randomly go out into the community and find people that share what it is that's passionate to them and why they love where they live and why they love the town that they're in. And it's great to see all the different responses. It's a nice day for a wild wedding, and this is Weddings on Location. This is a really cool article for that kind of destination wedding, something that's a little bit out of the box, right? Then we have Dream Big, and this is a great article about a young man that's an immigrant that came to this country and had a passion for the Red Cross, as he was given to by the Red Cross in the country that he came from, and now has come here, and as a very, very young man, is a leader in the Red Cross.
He's the executive director.
Executive director, yeah. Yes, which is absolutely
amazing. That's
a
cool story, really cool story.
Well Grounded, this is a story about the new owners of Brew Coffee, which is downtown, mm-hmm. which is exciting that it continues to stay open, even though it's changed hands. And Nadia used to own it, but she just had twins.
Yeah.
And so now she has three young babies that I don't think she could handle all of it. So good for her for being able to hand that off. Then we have one of our quarterly stories that I'm really passionate about, and it's called The Price is Right, Gable Price and Friends. We do a quarterly feature on local musicians, and this is a group from Reading originally that has kind of made it big and on the verge of signing potentially a large record contract. They have so many videos out. If you go to YouTube and watch them, they're amazing. They're very, very talented. This is cool because this has our new technology, which is called Live Portrait. So if you take your phone, you go to your app store, you download Live Portrait for free, and then you just give the app access to your phone. It turns the camera into an AI scanner, and you don't scan the logo. You scan the actual page, and it will launch their latest music video, and you can watch it in full screen. So that's super cool. And we have that on other things within the magazine, so you just have to look for the Live Portrait symbol, and that tells you that there's some extended content for that story, or even ad for that matter. Then we have telling her story, Kimberly Bonet Handmade Jewelry.
Oh, one of our guests.
Yeah, she's sitting across from us just twiddling her thumbs ready to attack the microphone. Yeah. So Kimberly has worked with Enjoy for many, many years in multiple capacities. She is an incredible writer, and that's what she's gifted at, and graduated from University of Louisiana.
Louisiana State.
Louisiana mm-hmm. State, yep, as a journalist or a writer. She also is an incredible jewelry maker, and she had worked in Enjoy the Store for probably, what, 5-7 years?
Since 2013 to about 2019, so about 6 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And my heart is always still there. You know, I'm always
tempted to
jump in. Jewelry is there. The heart is there for sure.
So we'll be, after the first break, we'll be jumping in with Kimberly to talk about that part of her life. Quickly, we have a story about a lovely liqueur, and this is called Denny Barr's Zen de la Creme. Denny Barr has launched a new chocolate-flavored liqueur, and what a beautiful package. Wow. I mean, this picture is amazing. 2020, this is the Reading Bridal Show is this coming month, so check that out.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. Okay, great. Agent of Change on page 41, Growing and Building Community with Sean Ricks. I'm not sure exactly what the story is. I don't know if you have any insight on it.
He's just a community guy in Red Bluff,
okay.
And he does a lot of great things for his community. So,
awesome.
Yep.
Then we have, real quick, on page 45, Game Changer. Project Spark Studio gets animated. This is a local company that does graphics and design for video games. Yes?
And it's kids,
cool.
Yes.
Kids.
Yes.
Oh, they're kids.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, look at that.
So they're teaching students.
I see that. Yeah. Look at that room with all those computers. Yeah. That's awesome. What else? We have Farmers Markets. Get to know your Farmers Markets. This is by Nigel Skeet, and this is part of the California Adventure District. We have Savor the Flavor. This is about all some of the local restaurants that participate. Ooh, Bantam Kitchen. Yum.
I see a Leadership Reading advertisement in here.
Yeah.
Oh, another guest.
That's another guest.
Yeah, that's coming up, right? Yeah. Lobster Tails, Lobster Macaroni and Cheese. This
yes,
is a
please.
Recipe from Terry Olson. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'd like a whole
translation. Yeah. I look at that, and I'm just like, ooh. Yep, that's cool. And then we have the Downtown Details, are also known as the Blake Down, which, you know, we have Viva Downtown in here with us all the time because they're part of Enjoy and the whole downtown movement. And then lastly, we have another recipe in here that is on how to make a violet Evergarden, sorry, with honey-based spirits. So that's just a bit of it in a nutshell. We also have one last thing called the Wild Shasta Wild Wildlife Research and Habitation, or Rescue and Habitation, I'm sorry, Rehabilitation. I can't read tonight, sorry. And that's also another great article. So that's a lot of reading for you to do.
Yeah.
And so you know, something for everybody.
And what's nice about the stories is they are pretty compact. They're not, you know, it's something that you can read usually in a 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we make it that way. We don't want, you know, stories that go on for forever.
Yeah. I've always said it'd be really cool to have our own podcast, or not a podcast per se, but I guess it would be a podcast, right? Where we would bring in a local. They wouldn't have to be a celebrity of any kind. They just could be a local, and they would be given, and we would put them in a recording studio and have them read the stories to you, right?
Oh, I love that.
So that you could then log in and just sit down and put it over your HomePod or your Google or Amazon.
Audio Mag.
Yeah. We never did it. We talked about it.
We talked about it.
Yeah. And where you could just say, hey, Siri, play the latest, you know, Enjoy Magazine, April Magazine.
Yeah, technology has changed a lot.
Yeah, right.
Technology.
And then somebody would come on and say, you know, hey, on page one, we're going to talk about Kim Bonet, you know, and then it would read the story to you. So you could kind of just trance out, right? Close your eyes in a chair and just like sit back and have somebody read to you.
James, I just want your sultry voice to do
no,
that.
No. No. We have to take a break. I'm getting the dirty eyes from the booth. No. It's not dirty eyes. He always tries to be kind to me and I'm always a jerk. So, you know. Anyway, we're going to take our first break, and when we get back, we'll talk to our first guest of the night. Sit back and relax.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. Shasta County mining can be divided into three distinct episodes. The gold rush erupted in 1849, it peaked in the 1850s and faded by the late 1850s. Soon thereafter, surveyors began laying out township, ranges, sections, and mining properties. Early placer mining efforts during the gold rush were gradually but not totally supplanted by later hydraulic load and dredge techniques. The second major mining type was copper mining, which became a major industry in the 1880s and replaced gold in 1896 as the number one mineral produced in Shasta County. Copper mining was a tremendous economic stimulus to Shasta County. Copper was mined until 1869, with peak production years occurring from 1897 to 1919 and during 1924 and 1925. The third wave of gold production peaked again from 1908 to 1915 and once more from 1936 to 1941 during the Depression, when the price of gold rose from $20 to $35 an ounce. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Enjoy.
Oh, yes, North State. Enjoy. We're back. You need to throw that phone.
I know.
Rhonda.
Oh, no. Wait.
Rhonda's got her headphones stuck on her mic, and it's basically dragging her face into the mic. It's awesome. I love stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know who that was singing our intro music? You know who we were going out with, right?
Mm-hmm.
The music that we played when we were going
out. Oh, I know. That was Jackson 5. I know for sure.
Yeah. You and I always have played this game ever since then.
Yes.
Like, do you know who that was?
Yes.
At the beginning, coming in.
You're talking about
just right now.
Just now.
Yes.
I can't think of that. I know the song,
yeah.
But I can't think of who that is. That but I knew Enjoy Yourself.
There it is, this one.
For $5, Kevin.
Now, normally, I would win this competition.
Yes.
But I think you are the person that may just have, you may be the one person in the world that has a leg up on me with knowing
Janet Jackson
songs and stuff.
This is
it is Janet.
Yeah.
It is Janet. No wonder I'm
I just went Jackson in, Jackson out.
Hello. I mean, if you're going to go in with Jackson, you've got to go out with Jackson.
I know, right?
It's that, you know.
Right. I know. See, it comes back around, right? Because isn't Janet just doing this whole new thing, like
she's...
this big documentary coming up, right?
Yes.
And I've been holding, we've been using that intro music since we started this program. So, you know, you just hang on for long enough and it comes, Janet will come right back to you.
Like vintage. I mean, it never really goes out of style. It just,
right?
You know, it's in the background for a little while and then it reemerges.
Right.
So.
Speaking of vintage.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. You're so good
in.
With segue. You gave me goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Kimberly Bonet is here tonight telling us about her story, Vintage. And what an exciting night to have Kimberly here, because I remember when I was a kid, when she had Kimberly Nicole Boutique over in the downtown promenade.
Yep.
So,
do you remember that, Grandma?
Yeah. You see all these gray hairs? I definitely remember.
When I was a kid.
Blake was in high school, and I was like, oh, my gosh. He was the sweetest kid, and instantly we were friends
with
him, his mom, and his aunt Paula. His mom,
and then
Debbie,
he grew up.
And he grew up, and now he's still my friend. Now we're... Like, it's so different, because back then, it was a kid and an adult.
He's sweet,
now we're two
but
adults.
The cute kind of went away.
Well,
but, you
I
know.
Mean, but still brilliant. That's the thing. He still looks the same. He hasn't aged. You have no gray hair. Like,
what?
I have all the gray hair.
I'm a man
well, that's
now.
That's because he's an elf.
No. I know. He just stayed. I know, buddy. I love it. I've been following him since he's been in all the, not leadership writing.
No,
not
but
the
I
word,
mean,
but
yeah,
Enterprise.
Yeah. Yep.
Starship Enterprise.
Starship, so.
Yep.
So, Kimberly, tell us a little bit about your story. Obviously, that's the name telling her story.
Yes.
Your business, besides working for the city in the communications division, and writing for Enjoy for years and working at Enjoy for years.
Yeah.
You have done a lot of things and been a lot of places. But one of your passions, obviously, is your own business, and that is vintage-inspired jewelry. But how long have you and Cleveland been a resident here in Reading?
We have lived here. We moved here in 2008. I opened my shop in that same year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just kind of hit it hard with different aspects of the business, one of which was jewelry design.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always had a love for vintage clothing, so
yep.
I've had that as part of the element there at the store. And then when I closed the store, I wanted to continue doing something with vintage because it's always been a passion long before I had the shop, long afterwards.
And you were doing furniture,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's upcycled.
I did upcycled furniture for a while as well. And, you know, I love all of it. I still love furniture. I still love, you know, decor and interior design. But the thing that always draws me back are writing stories and making jewelry. And, you know, fashion, anything in the fashion realm is definitely something I'm passionate
about. Yeah, fashion too, because when we talk about it, I mean, I always forget there's all those aspects. Your jewelry is just, you know, obviously foot forward because you do a lot of that, but you did have the furniture, and then you also do fashion. Like you've done all kinds of really cool jean scarves, and you were part of the Fashion Alliance and did a show, and... you know, so what is your educational background?
My degree is in English, actually. Creative writing is the emphasis there, and it's a Bachelor of Arts in English, and I love it. Writing's always been something that just kind of came naturally, and so when I went to launch a jewelry company, when I thought about how to continue the legacy of Kimberly Nicole Boutique and still carry that jewelry into what I did in the future, it made sense to have pieces that had their own story, just like the vintage clothing would have its story. The jewelry is the same. And a lot of times I'm looking at old hardware, old chandelier crystals or old keys, and I'm like,
doorknobs,
crazy stuff
drawer
that people,
pulls.
Right. That people are like, oh, that's furniture. I'm like, no. I'm going to stop you right there. It's actually, yes, it works on furniture, but it could work on jewelry too. And I love that it can be playful and fun, that it's unique and that somehow.
Well, I think some of the jewelry, looks better as jewelry than it did for what it was purposed for.
That's the hope. If you can make it even better, that's the thing. I don't want to ever touch anything and take it down a peg. I want to touch it and take it up a notch if I can. So that's the goal, you know?
So are you still doing mostly shows and things, or have you backed off from that and are doing more of your online and locations?
Doing mostly locations and online right now, just because of the pandemic. It's just, you know, easier that way and safer. And a lot of shows didn't happen. It's just been an easier, streamlined way of doing it right now, all things considered. So, but I am hoping that when things clear up a little bit, that we can get back, because what I miss most is just interacting with people. I really love sitting and talking to people and getting to know their stories, just like they're getting to know mine as I'm sharing the jewelry with them. So I'm hoping that that's something that we can get back to hopefully sooner than later. So,
I know.
Yeah. But,
so then a lot of things changed for you because you had a lot of time, you and your husband, because you guys were just husband and wife.
Right.
Then you had Braxton.
Yes. I had my little guy, and he is 10.
He's not so little. I can't
he's
even.
Not,
I remember when you were pregnant.
I was at that baby shower.
He sure was. That's insane. I've known him literally for, 13, 14 years maybe now? Yeah. 12 years, maybe 12 years. But, yeah, he is 10, and he is up to my neck. Literally, he's, you know, very close to my face, and so I figure I have about a good year and a half left before he's, clean looking over the top of my head.
But it's so amazing because when I see pictures of him, Cleveland, and then your other son.
Yeah, Alex.
They look so much alike.
They do.
They have there's a strong gene in that runs through them, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, so it's amazing. Another really cool aspect that I find about you is that you're a beautiful singer. You're a song.
Oh,
you're a songbird.
I don't know.
So we're going to cue up some music.
Don't you dare.
Janet Jackson's karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You had no idea, but I'm going to. No.
James, oh, my gosh. You put me on the spot.
No. I'm not going to make you sing. I would never do that because that would be.
I'm going to have you back me up.
I wouldn't be that. Oh, well, in that case, let's hit it.
No, okay.
Give me a mic.
What was our group's name was going to be JJ Muff and the Stuff. We were going to be the Stuff and you were the name.
And the Muff and Stuff comes from. Don't get any wild ideas about the Muff. The Muff was we would go to dinner at Famous
Dave's.
When
Famous Dave's was here.
Yes, because I would love to take your son with us, and then he loved the corn muffins.
He would still live and die for a cream.
Yeah.
For a corn muffin.
And you guys were always like, oh, you need to pace yourself or whatever. And I'm like, oh, no, Uncle Muffin Stuff's going to fill you up with muffins.
He's like, Uncle's like, yeah, just go for it. Eat all the cornbread muffins and, between you and my mom. Yeah, have all of the cornbread. We're like, seriously, you need some protein in there. But no. So he
Uncle
JJ Muffin. JJ Muffin.
So that's what Braxton calls me. Yeah. And now my new thing is because they don't have that there anymore. Kimberly comes in to refresh her beautiful jewelry in the new store location, and I try to pump him full of chocolate.
He's that uncle, you guys. He really is. And it's like, here, have all the sugar. And then,
bye.
Yeah. But he loves it. He's always, always excited to come in the store. And when we drive by, anytime we drive by, he's always looking out the window to check out the new store location. He's always looking for Uncle JJ. He's a sweetie. Yeah, he loves it.
So why I brought up the whole song thing is because obviously people that know you and those that are just learning about you tonight on the radio, your husband is an amazing musician, as is your oldest son, Alex.
They're
darn near prodigy when it comes to music.
Pretty talented.
And your husband has the most amazing voice as well, but he doesn't like to sing and play. Yeah. And I keep trying to figure out a way that he could cut his own album or something.
Well,
to know,
he's working on that.
Is he? I know.
Literally actively in process.
Really?
Like,
oh, good.
Yeah. I've been telling him, I said, whatever you do, have some copies available because I know JJ's going to want some copies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he also plays a mean piano.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been a lot of fun is you and he have been on the cover of Enjoy Magazine a long time ago.
That was in May or June of the year we got married, 2010, I think because it was right the year we got married. So it's been 10 years ago.
And then we decided as a company at one time to do the lighted Christmas parade, and we brought a big 18-wheeler and did the whole thing and decked it out. Mm-hmm. And your son and Cleveland were on it, and Cleveland played piano, technically.
Keyboard.
Or keyboard, yes. To kind of go with. Did we have a story in the magazine then?
No,
or it was
they
it
were
just
on the cover.
He was on the
Cleveland
cover,
Cleveland and Braxton were
on
the cover.
Yeah.
They were playing
so
piano, so
two
you guys
covers.
Bringing it to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was the whole idea, was to bring a cover to life.
That's
on
right.
On the trailer, so that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, so you guys have a multifaceted family. I mean, you guys are so well connected in the community and loved. Your mother is, you know, a saint on the hill.
Yes.
Everybody loves your mother.
She works hard. She's at the hospital and holding down the fort and doing all she can to make a positive difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's awesome. Yeah. So everybody who's listening, Kimberly Bonet telling her story with Her Story Vintage, come on down to the new Enjoy store or go online and look her up on social media and find out where you might be able to order something from her directly.
You have
or
a website, too.
I do.
What is that?
The website is herstoryvintage.com. I am at Enjoy the Store in downtown Reading at the new location. I also have stuff at Reading Fashion Alliance as well. And you can also send a DM, a direct message through Instagram or our at Her Story Vintage 2008 Facebook channel or at Her Story Vintage on Instagram.
Oh, look at her. She's all plugged
in.
Yeah,
try to get all my little tags. I'm trying to remember them. Don't ask me how I remember all those tags.
Yeah, I
don't know.
Well, thank you, my love, and we really
thank
appreciate you taking the time out of and trying to get away and get here in time and share your story.
And people should pick up the magazine and check out the story because it is very well written and I just really love it.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna have to get my girlfriend some jewelry.
Well, you already know. You have inside track. You let me know what you need. I got you.
You might have custom made, one of a kind, Gucci.
It's a Gucci version.
Yeah, right.
Gucci Her Story.
All right, love you, girl.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
so
we're gonna take a break
Kimberly.
And we're gonna invite our next guest in. Sit back and relax. We'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come. 51 in Jefferson, state of mind.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Reading, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Slow down.
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Enjoy.
All right, we're back. We're back and we're all busy talking to each other about all kinds of things, so sorry about that. And again, I'm James Mazzotta, and you're listening to KCNR, your talk radio. This is North State Now, and I also have my partner.
Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine.
Yeah, and then we have our Blake Down from
Blake
Viva Downtown.
Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
Yeah, who's always here helping us.
I started out as a five-minute guest, and
now
you're
here.
Permanent.
Here. Yeah.
So why don't you introduce us to our next guest, my dear?
So our next guest is, they're from...
they're on a mission.
They're from an organization that is very close to my heart and actually Blake's heart, too. Leadership Reading. Liz Crane is here and Brian Scar. They're both here to talk about recruitment. It's time to register for Leadership Reading, correct?
It is that time.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So what is your role real quick with leadership?
So both of us are on the steering committee, alumni.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so that once you're in, they kind of, and you're done with your tour of duty, you kind of then go into another.
Then they pull you in.
Yeah. So.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, tell us, Leadership Reading. So Ron and I are alumni on this, but since you guys are here, tell us what is Leadership Reading and why is it something that people should apply to?
Well, Leadership Reading, I like to refer to it as field trips. So if you remember when you were a kid and you got so excited because you got to go to the field trip to whatever it was, let's say Shasta Dam. Well, Leadership Reading is the opportunity as an adult to check out all the different sectors in our community, all the different aspects, and get behind-the-scenes access and get to connect with all of the people, the movers and the shakers and the people making things happen, and to learn about how that all comes together to make Reading the place we love to live.
So with that, is there a qualification if you wanted to join Leadership Reading? Do you have to be something, somebody, somewhere, somehow, or is it just you just need to sign up?
You can be anyone, anywhere here in Shasta County, but there is an application process.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks from tonight, we're having our annual social at Riverview Country Club, 5:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome. You get to come. You get to meet alumni. You get to learn more about it. And we're going to recognize the alumni of the year, which is, it's a surprise.
Oh, I thought you were going to spill.
I thought you were just about to.
Yeah, right?
You thought I was going to give a name?
Yeah.
No.
I almost fainted.
Oh. No, but there's an application process. You apply online. It's really easy. And then we do interviews. And we try and pick a really diverse group of people of ages and sectors. And just so it's a really diverse class that comes together and
sure.
Experiences.
Well, I've had the pleasure because you, my wife, Yvonne, and Rhonda, you guys were in the same class.
We were in the same class,
yeah.
That was weird.
And
I couldn't believe that.
Not that I have any bias, but by far yours was the best class. There was
best class ever. Wait a minute.
Well, actually.
But, you know, I always have referred to it as, and one, somebody that was on the steering committee when I was on the steering committee, said one time, it's like a backstage pass to Reading. And you learn so much. It was one of the best things I ever did.
Same.
Yeah.
Exactly. Backstage pass. That's perfect.
Yeah.
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 I just do remember every field trip, and my wife would come home and say, did you know?
Yeah.
And she'd go up like all night long. She was all wound up, right?
Yeah, it really
when
does.
When she got back from the jail, she was like, wow, you can't even imagine
yeah.
what the jail's like. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, well, that was scary.
Oh, I never knew. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's what's cool about this. So this is actually – it's so funny because it's been in plain sight. Leadership Reading's been around since the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're thinking about wanting to get involved with the community or become a community leader, this is the program for you. It's a year-long program. You meet once a month, and they have specific days that focus on stuff like arts and culture or health and wellness.
For those that don't know, that means 12 meetings.
12 meetings. And but we have, you know, Brian Scar and Liz Crane. Why don't you tell us about your guys' classes and your experiences and what you've gotten from the program?
Yeah, so I think the important part to me, or the thing that's like really has been important to me, is I'm a Reading transplant. I came here in 2013. Mm-hmm. I didn't know a whole lot about the community. But my family was always involved in Rotary. My mother was a leadership writing coordinator down in the Monterey Bay area.
Ooh, so you're from Monterey area?
Yeah.
Nice. I love Monterey.
It's a good place to be from. You got to have a lot of money if you want to buy a house. So. But anyway, so I knew one of the ways that I could really get connected to my community was through leadership writing, and it has not disappointed at all. I mean, going back to Heritage Day, getting to meet people from the Wintu tribe, getting to learn how, you know, Reading was developed, why it is the way it is, you know, the different sections where, you know, Reading used to be segregated back in the day, and the segregation line was Market Street. If you were from out of town, you had to stay below Market Street. If you came above Market Street, the cops were going to kick your butt back down. And getting,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So, you learn about all this different things. And another fascinating part was I'm going through the class with people that grew up in Reading or Shasta County. They're like, I never knew this.
Yeah.
And it was just a really, great experience. There's 30 individuals from a diverse background. You've got people in the nonprofit area. You've got people in the private sector. You got people from, you know, conservative leading mindsets to liberal leading mindsets. And really, you're seeing all the issues that are facing our community on a, you know, a daily basis. And you come into the program thinking, I got the answer. I know how to fix this. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you realize that, oh, this is a little bit more complicated than you may realize. That was a pretty big eye-opening experience to me. I mean, I've developed some really good relationships with people in the community that I'll be friends with forever.
Yeah. And we've heard that from everybody.
I've met Rhonda, who's in our studio here, and Blake, and even James through. I'm actually the Arts and Culture Program Day lead. And I met you guys. Yep. You guys are fantastic people. You guys have already helped me out in different areas of, you know, my business and personal life. So, I mean, it's just, you get great contacts, a great program.
Yeah. And it's really not supposed to be a networking thing. No. It's more about learning.
It's embracing your community. And I love this. 30 strangers who become best friends.
Yeah.
It sounds like a TV show.
Yeah.
It's no, true. But there's, like you said, you didn't go in, it's not networking, but it, by just attrition and the process, right?
It ends up being that way in a lot of ways.
Which is a wonderful thing.
And yeah. My class, they have the, where you, at the end of the year, you do something for the community. Mm-hmm. Well, we did Movies in the Park started that year.
That's why I always say it's the best class ever, because they actually supported my nonprofit.
Wow. So we did a movie. We did Movies in the Park for the month of, or for the year 2009.
I don't remember what year.
2009,
it was.
The first year we did Movies in the Park. And we had raffles and we had things for sale. And we ended up raising enough money to buy a canine for the police department.
All trained out of like Hungary or whatever, one of the super, super expensive trained dogs, yeah. And we did dog movies, and the police came with the dogs that they currently had, right?
And I think things everybody are different see the now dogs. With the, what is that called, the thing that you do?
The stewardship project.
Stewardship project, yeah. Yeah, so it's evolved, and it's
I think it got different. So big with your class that you guys broke it.
Yeah, we probably did. Yeah, we were also the last class in Trinity, so after that, they started going to the new place they go to now in Shingletown, or...
I know the camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is with leadership. So tell us about how people can apply, where can they get more information, and your favorite day that you got.
Oh, my favorite day?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Can you actually put that on hold, because we're going to take a commercial break?
Yes.
And when we come back, then everybody will gloriously be enlightened on your favorite day. Wow, right? See how that works? So everybody sit back, relax. We're going to take, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nigel.
And James.
How are you doing, James?
I'm good.
Hey, you want to tell everybody who's going to be our guest on the next show?
We are going to have Donna Jamian and Matthew Giles, and we are going to be talking about the new technology sweeping the world, 3D printing for homes.
Homes.
Yep.
Here in Redding, too.
Yes, first in California, right here in Redding.
I can't wait. So listen to the show Wednesday evening, 6 to 7, Nigel and James.
All right.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Their grand opening is Saturday, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Don't miss their grand opening, February 26th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Enjoy.
And we are back. When we last left you, now we took a break, and when we were going to our break, I think you were asking what? What was her favorite? What was your
favorite
day from Leadership Reading, and how can people learn more and apply?
Yes, that's exactly where we were. Thank you.
Well, after our conversations during the break, I'm gonna go with Public Safety Day. Having that behind the scenes, backstage pass to seeing law enforcement and our jail facility, all of that was really interesting because you don't have that opportunity.
Right. Right.
And since very then, often, I went on a ride along, and that just reinforced it.
That is yet to be done for me, and that has always been a bucket list as a ride along.
You should do it. I don't think they're doing it right now, but soon.
Yeah.
That's
Cool.
All right, so you have the get together this
two weeks from today on Thursday, March 3rd at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Join us. It's the annual social, so there'll be a lot of alumni. We'll be recognizing Alumni of the Year, and you'll get to just find out who all's involved. And it's surprising how many people throughout all sectors of our community are involved.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I just wanted to emphasize, it's not like this elite.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah, group. It's anyone. You don't have to be a leader. You can be someone who's just interested in the community and wants to learn more. It's accessible to everyone.
Good. Yeah. And that's the point that I was, why I asked early on, because a lot of times I think people are standoffish, that this is something that, you know, you have to be a business owner or somebody that's already in some type of political position or what, and it's really not. It's the whole premise of the program is to get individuals from every walk of life within our community to be able to have the experience and then, you know, hopefully disseminate that kind of information to people within their circles, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yep.
And I have never heard a single person ever complain about the experience, that they've absolutely loved it. And I've been very fortunate because of Rhonda and the people like yourselves that I know. I get invited all the time on Media Day to come and present about Enjoy Magazine to people. And, you know, so you're learning all kinds of things. On that day, you get to learn, you know, you have several days, don't you? And it's Media Day and it's this day and that day. And they're just all different avenues of our community giving presentations in like a, not a one-on-one, but you're in a small group, right? And you just rotate between tables and get to ask questions and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, it's you interacting directly with these people that are serving in these different roles. So you get that, you know, firsthand access to these people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I would even say if you're a business owner or you're in a management position, this is an excellent opportunity to send one of your employees to get a better understanding of how their community works, and your employee will appreciate you for letting them participate in that. So,
and I am a transplant as well, and I learned so much, and being an editor of a magazine in a city that I didn't grow up in, it was a huge, huge asset for me.
Yeah.
But we do need to,
how can people apply? Where do they apply?
Well, let me just say really quick. Yes. So leadershipwriting.com, you can go on there, you can click on the apply now button. You can also visit us at the social, and any questions, there's a phone number on there as well. But leadershipwriting.com.
Super simple.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Thanks
well, thank
for sharing
you guys
our story,
for being
and
here.
Thanks for your hard work, obviously being alums. I mean, that took, you know, your time and energy to do it, but then also to continue working within the program so that other people can have the experience as well. So
yeah, thank you. We look forward to seeing your application this year.
Actually, for a split second, I was like, hey, maybe I should do that.
You should.
Yeah. So, all right, guys.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Bye, guys.
We're not going to take a break. We're just going to slide right over to Viva Downtown. So you guys are free to either hang out or you can go either way.
Right. Hey. Yeah. We don't want any. Bye, Brian. We don't want any dead air. guys.
What?
What a good show. Nice to see everybody back here. We have some really great guests on the show tonight. And hey, Valentine's Day. How was it for you guys? It passed.
Yeah.
How was it for you guys?
You know, for the most part, it was good. We sold a lot of chocolate, a lot of wine.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope Daryl did something very romantic for you, Rhonda.
I saw kisses and flowers.
Yeah, he brought me flowers, and yeah, you know, it's just another day, really. I worked, and then I went to the theater, so I didn't see him until about 8 o'clock that night, and we had leftovers for
ooh,
dinner.
Yum.
Not lobster, macaroni,
nope,
and cheese?
That was not on the menu.
I
want to
make that. I well, hey, with Viva Downtown, I always love being a guest on here and joining you guys to meet so many cool people.
Well, we really love it when you're here.
Thank you.
Yes.
We, you know, downtown's going great. We've been talking about redevelopment so much, but I guess where I want to lean this time is support the local businesses that are around here. You know, Valentine's is over. That doesn't mean you should stop treating your significant other to check out these businesses, going to a restaurant, going to go shopping and support everybody. I love seeing that Brewcraft Coffee was highlighted in there.
Yeah.
They're such a wonderful, they're great new owners. They're very passionate about their coffee and making a great experience for their patrons. That's on the corner of Pine and Yuba.
Yep.
Yeah. It's veterans owned. The story is really nice on them, and they're just really cool. It's a husband and wife in there. Mm-hmm. And
To be honest with you, I feel bad. I have not been in since they've changed hands, so I just haven't. It's very hard for me being in downtown. You think it'd be so easy because you can walk now anywhere, right?
And yeah.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump to go do anything. Mm-hmm. But I very rarely get to leave.
You're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and probably until everything is done, right? We're still, even though we've been there since, you know, middle of October, we still have a lot that we're still working on and setting up in the back. I mean, it was a very, very quick move.
Yeah, and then it was the holidays. So.
Yeah. We with downtown. So Viva Downtown, we're getting back into the swing of things. I think it's funny. After Christmas, we're all kind of burnt out.
And yeah.
January is kind of a lull, but mm-hmm. now we're in. It seems spring, February. Everybody's kicking things off. Events.
Yep.
Are back.
Yes.
Back to First Fridays. I love seeing First Fridays. That's one of the, you know, first Friday of the month. Come in support of downtown mm-hmm. business. Just make an experience.
It's just fun.
And we're bringing Hops and Chops back this year. So if we're talking about supporting local, this is where we partner with North State Breweries, put them in a local shop.
One of the best events.
So fun because you walk around town, you get to try all these amazing craft beers. I love beer and downtown businesses. So if you love that, that'll come back Saturday, April 2nd. We're partnering up with Ion Networking and Cool April Nights this year, and we're launching a kickoff Cool April Nights car show event over in downtown on the reopened streets of Market.
Yeah.
And expecting to extend that all the way down to the demonstration block under the Cascade.
We've been reached out by Cool April Nights to do a drive-in.
Cool.
So we're hoping, you know, last year, unfortunately, we had a mishap where we were hit by a car on our trailer. Was destroyed and our equipment was damaged, and so we're trying to still work through that, and hopefully we'll have everything done in time. But nonetheless, we've been invited to do, I think it's American Graffiti in a drive-in format at the Civic Lawn if we can pull it off. So,
I hope so.
Yeah,
I can't wait for that. And there's a new business moving into those Market Center.
Yay! And that's so exciting.
Apricot Lane.
Apricot Lane Boutique.
Uh-huh. I looked them up as soon as I heard it.
Yeah.
Try to figure out what affordable, who and how they are.
Yeah, affordable women's clothing. It's a franchise. And
yeah.
We have the franchisees, Cassandra and Heath, another husband and wife,
yeah.
you know, opening up a business. So we're excited to see a business move in there.
What's neat about it is it is a franchise, but it's also very individualistic.
Individualistic and very localized.
Yeah, they get to structure it through a corporate so it has all the nuts and bolts so you can run a self-sustained business. But there's leniency for you to really bring in pieces from, you know, or into your market that suit the climate, right? So you don't want to bring in a Nanook leather fur jacket from Alaska for Reddingites, right?
No.
So you get to do your own choosing and selections of clothing for your market.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited to see that because just activating that street, because right now it's a beautiful street and a beautiful building, but we want to see
move
in there.
I've been so anxious for new businesses there.
Parking seems to always be the question. We don't have a parking problem. We've got a walking problem. I don't want you to ever feel intimidated to come on downtown. And I got to compliment, City of Reading has done a great job at communicating all of the development.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are wondering what's going on in downtown, not only in the Blakedown and the downtown details, you can find that. But if you go to cityofreading.org/downtown, they have a comprehensive page focusing on all the development projects, where to park, and what's coming down the pipeline. And we didn't mention this, but Kimberly Nicole is one of the communication people for City of Reading.
Yep.
She's done a fantastic job at streamlining all of that. So, hey.
So, question.
Yeah.
When is the parking structure going to open?
The parking structure is on track and on schedule, and it should be March, end of March, so that should be
beginning
open.
Of April.
Beginning of April.
Yeah, he said today, he said the beginning of April.
Okay. Which is huge. It's on schedule. I'm excited to see that. And a cool thing that happened in downtown the other day, if we're talking about Block 7, was a topping off party. And I never knew what a topping off party was, but that's with the steelworking industry.
The
last piece of steel, and it was placed on top of the Shasta College Community Leadership Center that's being built on the
north
end.
I know these things because I used to be a heavy steel lifter.
Dang! And it's a cool experience. So it's a tradition. They put a tree and a flag, and they make the beam stand out, and everybody signs the beam, and they place it up. And it's a great milestone for them because they realize this is the next step, and we hope that...
That building's tall.
It's tall.
Yep.
And the tradition is to, you know, say we hope that all future inhabitants of this building have a wonderful, safe time, and that this is...
Nice.
This
That's
is
really
good
cool.
luck for them. So, mini murals, the last thing. Come on to the IOF Hall, 1504 Market Street. Check out the mini murals. That's where our downtown details talks about this. Anybody... It's so crazy when we hear people say, well, don't put this art piece or don't do that because it could get messed with, but... beautiful things don't get messed with, and it's been about a year and a half now with these mini murals, and they look beautiful, they look stunning, and we're excited to swap them out coming up and looking for more artists to activate that area. So beautiful things. We want to see more art, more culture, more music in downtown. And as always, thank you guys for all the work that you do to bring culture in.
Well, thank you. Blake.
Thanks for being here again.
Yeah, what a great night. Thank you for listening, and we will be back in next month. Have a good evening.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.